What do you want? What do you want to achieve? What do you need to do to make your life exactly the way you want it to be? And some people would call that goal setting. So we think about what we would like to do in the future. Why is it that some people make that happen? Some people just think about it and it never happens. And some people achieve some of the things that they think about, but not all of them. And there's a lot of study going on with the brain experts, with the brain scientists on goal achieving. So how will we know when we have achieved our goal if we set a goal? And that seems like a really silly question because obviously when you've achieved it, you'll know. But it's also been suggested that the time frame we set ourselves could have a lot to do with whether or not we achieve our goal. And here's a really interesting practical example. I had two clients who shared with me that they wanted to lose weight. They were both women. One woman said to me, I want to lose weight eventually, maybe sometime in the future. The other lady said very specifically, and this is her quote, on the 24th of December at the Christmas party, at 7 o'clock in the evening, I'm not walking into that party one more time as the fat chick. Now that was, as I shared, that's her quote, not mine. But here's a great question. Which person, just by listening to that example, are more likely to achieve their goal? The one with the eventually, maybe, hopefully time frame, or the one with the specific time frame? This is when it's going to happen. And interestingly, the experts have suggested that that is the reason why we might be more likely to achieve a goal if we set a time frame. And I'll give you another practical example. If you are a person who's often late or you run late or you find it hard to be on time, but if you're going to go on a holiday and you have to catch a plane at a specific time and you're really excited about that holiday and you know that you have to be at the airport at that time, otherwise you won't be able to get on the plane, is it possible that you will do whatever you need to do to make sure that you get there on time? So is it possible that if we have a specific time frame that we're more likely to achieve our goal? Another practical example, if you have to achieve something by a certain date, so you have to have a report in by a certain time, you have to have an assignment in by a certain time, you have to be qualified by a certain date or time, you have to be ready for something. So it might be your wedding, it might be a family reunion, it might be a specific day, date and time where you have to do something, whether it's lose weight, get fit, achieve a goal. Is it more likely that when we have a time frame, we are more likely to achieve the goal? Now, the experts will tell us yes, and the research says yes, people who have a time frame are much more likely to achieve their goal. But what about this? What if you set a goal to achieve something and you set a very specific day, date, and time, and that day, date, and time arrives and you haven't achieved the goal by then? What happens now? And is it possible that there are a lot of people who get upset, angry, depressed, annoyed, give up? I didn't achieve it by this day, date and time, so it's not possible. Is it possible that there are other people that even if that day, date and time arrives and they haven't achieved the goal yet, they would never give up? They keep going until they have achieved their goal. They would never stop until whatever they have set their mind to has happened or has been achieved. So what's the difference in the mindset? What is it that a time frame can do to people's headspace that can upset some people, make them angry, and other people it just drives them harder to achieve their goal even more? And probably a great question to ask is, what do you really want? Why do you want it? And I think the why is probably the most important question. We want a lot of things. But is it possible that the reason why we want them is the driving force? So if somebody wants to lose weight, but they're doing it to keep somebody else happy, or they want to impress somebody else versus they're doing it for their own health or something that's really important to them, is it possible that they're more likely to achieve it? And some people would say no. And personal experience, watching people who have shared with me, yes, I want to achieve this goal by this day, date and time, and the they haven't achieved it. And it's almost like, yes, they give up, but it was like they didn't believe it was possible. So I'm always interested in what's the difference in the headspace. And again, from my personal experience and now what the neuroscientists are sharing, is it's definitely driven by the major desire of what we want, why we want it rather than what we want. So yes, we all want lots of things, but the reason we achieve things is that we have a really big why for wanting to do it. What happens then if you don't have the self-belief? What happens if you don't actually believe that it's possible, but you really want it and you've got a big reason why? And there again, great questions to ask. But as an exercise professional, as a parent, a teacher, a coach, what do we need to do to make sure that we can be as helpful as possible, as motivating and inspiring as possible to help the people in our lives achieve their goals? And if you are absolutely committed to achieving your own goals, what do we need to do as a person to make sure that whatever we set our mind to actually gets achieved? And is it possible that, and I'll rephrase the question, is if life throws terrible things at you, if you have big challenges, if people try and pull you down, if people try and stop you, is this thing that you want to achieve so important that nothing could stop you? Because it's often really easy to come up with an excuse or use other people or experiences or challenges as a reason for not achieving our goals. We go, well, it's too hard, or it's too hot, or it's too cold, or I'm too busy at work, or there's people who don't believe in me. And we come up with a big long list of reasons why it's not going to happen versus, if I really want it to happen, why would I let something stop me? If this is really important to me, regardless of the time frame that I set, because it's, yes, of course, if I set a time frame, I'm more likely to achieve my goal. But is it possible that I won't achieve the goal by that day, date and time? And even more interestingly, at this time in history, the world might be throwing challenges at us. Worldwide pandemic virus, global financial crisis, bushfires, floods, all sorts of things happen in the world that might get in the way of us achieving our goal. But if we really want something, regardless of the time frame, regardless of the weather, regardless of our life experience, regardless of how big the challenge is to overcome to get that goal, would we let anything stop us? Bless me, love me. I will share again at our house, we always say love me, because bless me comes from a very negative place. So excuse me for sneezing. So what do you need to do? What do I need to do? What do we need to do as professional people who want to help other people achieve their goals? What do we need to do to make sure that we are on the best track possible to helping people do that? And of course, there's that great series of questions which simply starts with, what do you want? Specifically, what is it that you want? Not generally, not hopefully, not maybe, but what specifically do you want to achieve, do you want to do? Then, of course, why do you want to do it? And if we can get as many whys as possible, and I'll use the simple example of somebody wants to lose weight. Why? Why is it really important to you? And there's lots of superficial things. I want to feel better. I want to fit into my clothes. I want to have more energy during the day. I don't want to get sick. But why? Why do you want to be a healthy, fit, strong person? Why will your life be different? And the deeper we dig into the reasons why, is it possible that people will achieve the goal or have more reasons why to be driven to achieve the goal? So it's really interesting, because often I'll ask exercise professionals, what's your client's goal? And then when I ask why, they don't know. Well, obviously it's simple. They want to lose weight. Why? Oh, I don't know, because I want to look better. Well, there could be lots of different reasons. And if we dig deep enough, we might dig right into the real reason why somebody wants to do something, and that might be the driving force. The next question is, where do you want to achieve it? And the reason for that is, if I can't see myself achieving the goal, how can I do it? And if I don't believe that I can achieve it, would it be really important for me as an exercise professional for my client? If they don't believe they can achieve the goal, would it be important for me to create a really strong, clear picture that it is possible? And something that they can literally see. So if I don't think that I can run marathon, but there's a picture of me on my fridge running under the finish line of a marathon, and it's got the time on there that I want to achieve the run. It's got the day, date, and time that I'm going to do the run. Is it possible that when I see that every day and I visualize it, because I can't unsee something. So if I'm bombarded every day with the vision of what I want to achieve, and that's why we call it a vision board. Often people have goals lists, but if I can actually see what I'm going to achieve, and more importantly, see myself doing it, is it possible that I'm more likely to achieve it? So if I'm an exercise professional, a parent, a teacher, a coach, would it be really important to physically create that picture for people so they can see themselves achieving the goal? Something to think about. Then comes the exact day, date, and time. And yes, it's possible, of course, that people won't achieve the goal by that exact day, date, and time. But here's the question. Is it more likely that they will achieve the goal if they have a specific day, date, and time? And then might come a really honest conversation, some really honest questions. What will hold you back? What excuses or barriers have you used before? What could possibly get in your way, and who could possibly get in your way to stop you from achieving that goal? And if somebody tries to stop you, what are we going to say to them? What is the script that you've got ready for the people that say you can't do it, you're not good enough, you're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, too old, too inexperienced, all the things that people will say when we want to achieve something? What are we going to say to them? If we start saying to ourselves, I don't think I can do it, what will we tell ourselves so that we've got a script ready for all of the barriers, excuses, or reasons that could come up for not achieving our goal? And once again, are we more likely to achieve a goal if we've got that script ready? And Rowie, what happens if that day, date, and time arrives and you haven't achieved your goal yet? Would that be a reason for you to give up, or would you keep driving forward? And that, of course, would then go back to how important is this goal to me? And regardless of what challenges come up or what tries to get in my way to stop that time frame from happening, I'm not going to let that happen. So this is what I'm going to say to myself. And the big wrap-up of that is very simply, if you really want it, what are you going to do to make sure it's going to happen? And if we can have that honest conversation with ourselves, if we can have that honest conversation with our clients or our athletes or our children, is it possible that now we've got a headspace that's more aware of all of that? If I'm just driving towards a day, date, and time, and that arrives and I haven't achieved my goal, is it possible then, because I haven't had an honest conversation with myself, that I might feel upset or angry or disappointed because that time frame has arrived? And we are now living in a world where there really are some things that can happen. If you're an elite athlete at the moment, it's very difficult to set a goal, a time frame goal, for the things that you want to achieve because the event might not be happening. But here's a great question. When the event does happen, if they called it tomorrow, would you be ready? So rather than, oh, well, I'm not going to train because who knows when I'm going to be able to compete next. Musicians are the same. Musicians can't get in front of big crowds at the moment. But if they set this goal, if they were to announce tomorrow that I'm going live on stage in front of 100,000 people, would I be ready? And that is the underlying driving force of what do you want and why do you want it, rather than a specific time frame. Now, I'll rephrase again. Is it possible that I'm more likely to achieve my goal if I have a time frame? But for some reason, if that time frame arrives and I haven't achieved my goal, what's my backup plan? What am I going to do to make sure that that doesn't stop me from achieving my goal? And some people argue that that's a genetic thing, it's in your DNA. Some people just keep going until they achieve their goal, and other people give up. I'd like to ask this question. Would you like that to be a choice? Do you want to choose to be the person that gives up, or do you want to choose to be the person that keeps going regardless? And I love that quote. When do you stop? When it's done. When do you stop? When it's achieved. Not when it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Not when a time frame arrives and I haven't achieved my goal yet. Not when I'm halfway through the mission. When do I stop? When it's finished or when it's done. And what if we keep A, telling ourselves that we're that kind of person, and then putting everything into place to make sure that we don't stop? And that disease called procrastination. if you combine that with apparently a law of the universe, which we may all be very aware of, even if only subconsciously, that when we make a decision, the time frame from the decision to the action, the longer that is, the less likely we are to achieve the goal. The shorter the time frame between the decision and the action, the more likely we are to achieve the goal. And then the neuroscientists come in on this one and share that powerful dopamine, the neurotransmitter that gives us the pump up, the reward drug feeling, that really I'm an achiever feeling, that happens when we are on track to achieving our goal. So everything we do to achieve our goal will give us an injection of dopamine, an injection of happy drug. So it's not the achievement of the goal then that becomes the most important. It's that you are on track, you are journeying towards achieving your goal. So if every day you are doing something towards, yes, I'm going to achieve this goal by this day, date and time, because today I did this and tomorrow I'm going to do that and the day after I'm going to do that. So every time we do something, we're on track, we've got a purpose, we get an injection of dopamine and we feel good. So let's use the physiology of our body, our chemistry, to drive us forward. Let's have a headspace that says, I will never give up. And every time you think about giving up, that's when we have neuroplasticity. Every time you want to give up and you don't, your brain changes. You think more clearly, you become wiser, stronger, tougher. You grow new brain cells because you pump brain-derived neurotrophic factor into your brain so that you fertilize your brain to think differently. So neurogenesis and neuroplasticity happens when we think we want to stop, but we keep going. So regardless of what happens, if you set a goal, how about the important thing is I will achieve it. And yes, I need a day, date and time. And yes, I want a picture of it. And yes, I want to have 100 reasons why I want to achieve it. But what if we just set the goal and that's it? I'm going to do that regardless. And there comes that absolutely brilliant motivational speech that I would love to share with everybody every day, but I certainly share with myself every day. You'll see me at the top of the mountain or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back. I'll do it or die. That quote doesn't have a time frame. You'll see me at the top of the mountain or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back. I will do it or die. And is it possible that when you have that kind of attitude that the world gets out of your way, that challenges and problems and people trying to stop you are more likely to get out of your way because you are absolutely committed to your goal? So regardless of the reasons why, regardless of the time frame, regardless of visualizations or not, what if you just make the decision, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to do to get it, and let's go. And could that be a reason why you achieve your goal rather than not? Happy achieving.